Thursday, July 31st. Commemoration of St. Ignatius of Loyola. The epistle from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, and chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. Dearly beloved, be mindful that the Lord Jesus Christ is risen again from the dead, of the seed of David, according to my gospel, wherein I labor even unto bands as an evildoer. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, with heavenly glory. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, patience, persecutions, afflictions, such as came upon me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. And all that will live godly in Jesus Christ shall suffer persecution. Haydock Commentary. In saying, according to my gospel, St. Paul seems to understand his preaching as the word of God. By the elect mentioned here, we need not always understand those predestinated to eternal glory, but chosen or called to the true faith. And this must rather be the meaning of St. Paul in this place, who could not distinguish between those predestinated to glory and others. A Gospel from Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 9. At that time, the Lord appointed also other 72, and he sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself was to come. And he said to them, "The harvest indeed is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he send laborers into his harvest. Go, behold, I send you as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. Into whatsoever house you enter, first say, Peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon him. But if not, it shall return to you. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they have, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Remove not from house to house. And into what city soever you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein. And say to them, The kingdom of God is come nigh unto you." Haydock Commentary. 72 was also the number of judges chosen to assist Moses in Exodus 24:1, because there were 6 chosen out of every one of the 12 tribes. They go 2 by 2, that one might be a help and comfort to the other, as also a witness of the carriage and behavior of his companion. As Moses formerly chose 12 elders as princes and fathers of the 12 tribes of Israel, and afterwards gave to each of these elders 6 others to assist them in the arduous work of governing the people, so our divine Savior chose 12 apostles to govern his church. He likewise afterwards gave 6 disciples to each apostle, which makes 72, to serve as priests and assist in governing the church. Salute no man by the way. That is, go forward promptly, and do not stay to amuse yourselves with vain compliments and useless civilities towards those whom you meet. Eliseus said the same to Gehazi when he sent him to restore life to the child of the widow of Sunamis. He says, "If any man meet you, salute him not. Think of nothing but of executing the orders I give you."